on the shelf episode of
Brutal Battle.
Yes, so this is only the second episode of On the Shelf that we've done, and I think we're gonna continue to do these types every here and there, because I feel like it's a good way for us to try some stuff that kind of just hit shelves. And some people might be like, oh, well, when you're doing your normal episodes and you're doing the mystery beers, you're kind of doing that. But there's no guarantee with that those are beers that just came out. And with the on-the-shelf stuff, I'm mainly looking for things that aren't, like, core beers by the breweries. It's more like one-offs, like, here's a special release, here's a special release. And I try and keep it within, like, a certain period of time. Initially, I just wanted it to be a beer that was released within the past, like, 2 or 3 weeks or so. But one of the beers for this episode that was actually released, like, 2 months ago. But I kind of have a feeling that it's still on shelves. So I think I'm going to change what I initially thought I was going to do and not have it necessarily 2 or 3 weeks, but just kind of have it be like probably within the last 3 months. Stuff that I would assume...
newer.
Yeah, newer. Like stuff I would assume still is on the shelf somewhere.
This format really is just an excuse for you to buy new beer.
Maybe a little bit.
Oh, more than a little bit.
But I had thought about this and was like, this is really good just because I know there are probably people out there who see these beers because there are tons of single release beers that come out all the time. So this is a really good opportunity for us to kind of help some people out and be like, oh, they're tasting this. I saw this in the store. Should I get that? And then based off whatever we're getting
so
out
really,
of it.
So really, you're just being a good Samaritan.
100%.
Right.
I mean, that's really what it is.
No, but I hear what you're saying, because it's like you go to the store and you're like, do I go with the old faithful, the tried and true, something I know I'm going to like, or do I branch out on a limb and try something new? Same with the restaurant. And then you could be like severely disappointed.
Yeah. And breweries this day and age are releasing a lot of one-off beers. So it's very overwhelming when you go into the store. So this can kind of help with that. So, hopefully, we taste here some beers that people have been looking at. And one of the other things, the last thing I want to say before we get into the beer is, the way I want to kind of do it is try and just do, like, one local, like, Maryland beer, and then the other three try and just do ones that are more widely distributed than just, like, our little Maryland area. Mm-hmm. So, we do, for this one, have one local, and then the other three should be available in the majority of the United States. So, we'll find out. Anyway.
I forget even what you bought. I remember you told me, but I don't remember.
You're going to find out.
I know.
So, the first beer we're going to do, this is a collaboration, a three-way collaboration. And this is the one that's been on the shelf for about 2 months. Or it's about like 2 months old. But it's a Collaboration 7. It's a collaboration between Boulevard Brewing, Creature Comforts Brewing, and Arizona Wilderness Brewing. So a three-way collab, and this is by...
Arizona Wilderness?
Yeah.
That sounds like it's made up.
Well, yeah. I've never heard of that brewery before, but then in all fairness, there are plenty of breweries I hear, and I'm like, huh? This beer, it's their Collaboration 7, is an oak-aged lager with peach, lemon zest, and Riesling grape juice. That's the main reason I wanted to get it, because it's so weird that I feel like a lot of people would see this on the shelf and be like, there's too much in it and it's too weird for me to feel safe buying.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, so I feel like this would be a good one because this could really help out with people. Be like, definitely don't or definitely do. And it's 6% alcohol.
Yeah, I wonder what it's going to taste like, because the peach makes it feel like it's going to be delicate. But then the oak,
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's light.
There you go. Yeah, it's...
it's light, it's yellow, it's clear.
There's like a titch of haze to it, but it's relatively clear. Yeah, it's like very yellow, a little bit of an orangish tinge to it, though. Let's smell it. I definitely get the lemon zest.
Yeah, you definitely get that. I'm getting, like, some wheat characteristics.
Yeah, it does smell kind of weedy. Maybe it's got, like a real clean, like, lager finish.
Yeah. I love that smell.
I can see the oak. I definitely get a little bit of a woodiness carrying through each sniff.
I want to say I'm getting peach, but I'm not sure. I don't. Yeah.
I really don't get any peach in the nose. Just,
the only fruit I think I'm getting is the lemon.
No, when I keep sniffing, I can get that Riesling grape juice on the end. I can.
Okay, I got a whiff of it.
It's coming off, like, sweet, too. It's like, the end is that Riesling grape character, but then also, like, a sweetness carrying along with it. It's actually smells significantly more simplistic than I thought it would.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it tastes.
It doesn't smell weird at all. Like, it smells like something I want to drink.
It sounds weird, but it doesn't smell weird. And honestly, when you think about what's in it, that should all go together.
It is delicate.
No. That's solid. It's not bad. Am I wowed by this beer?
No.
Does it taste just like a decently hopped lager? Yes.
You think it's decently hopped?
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. I said it tastes like a decently hopped lager, as in, like, I feel like the lemon zest is adding some bitterness to it you would get in a decently hopped lager, like that level of bitterness. And there's that citrusiness because of the lemon peel. There's a little bit of the peach, which is kind of citrusy.
I'm not sure if I'm getting peach. I'm not. I wish it was more pronounced.
Yeah, I definitely would like a lot more peach to show through in this.
If there was more peach, this would really kick it up a notch and be a really good beer.
I think what's happening is that the oak and the Riesling grape juice is covering up a lot of the peach.
Yeah.
Did you want more of it or water?
No, I just wanted water.
Right. Got it.
I don't
want to
go.
My verdict on this beer would be like, it's good. Yeah. It's not bad, but for what it is, I don't remember the price point on this one for a single bottle, but for what it's billed as, it's not as fun as you would think it's going to be.
Yeah.
I just feel like when you have a beer like that and you're saying, oh, it's got all these things in it, like, it should taste like it has all those things in it. And, like we're saying, we don't really taste the peach much at all.
I mean, I feel like very rarely when you have a beer like that are you able to taste each element and have them really blend harmoniously. Yeah. It's a good beer, though. I mean,
it's a solid beer. I will say there is more bitterness on the finish than I thought there was going to be. But, you know.
Yeah.
I think I want the Riesling grape juice character to come down a little bit, and I want the peach to be increased, and things would be a lot better with that. Yeah. But
okay, moving on.
Next. This was expensive, a little expensive-ish for being just a single. Well, the last one was a 12-ounce bottle. This is a 16-ounce can. This is like $6 for a 16-ounce can, although that's really less than what you would pay if you were getting 12 ounces at a restaurant.
That's true.
So, whatever. Think about it how you will. But this is Evil Twin Brewing's Lost Souls IPA. And it's 7% alcohol.
Just an IPA.
Yeah. And Mike John Zach told me that this one came in pretty recently. Like within the past week or so. Check this Lost Souls. Oh, it looks hazy. Oh, that haze, bro. It's like
yellowish, hazy.
Yeah, slight orangish, but pretty yellow, hazy. Yep.
It smells like all those hazy IPAs out there. It does. I mean, I don't know. I know the style's trendy, but I love it. I love the style.
Smells like maybe there's some galaxy in there.
It's, like, so juicy, it makes me want to... It's, like, making me salivate.
Citra, maybe some Simcoe, maybe some Mosaic. It smells juicy as hell. It's, I get pineapple, I get grapefruit. Oh. It's very tropical.
I just went in to taste it. I was like, it smells good, I'm drinking it.
Yeah, tons of citrus to it. Pineapple, grapefruit. I feel like I get mango in there, too. Like, it's just, like, think all those, like, wonderful, juicy smells. Smells awesome. Like, crazy awesome. But You already tried it, so what do you think?
For me, it smells better than it tastes.
With these types of beers, I feel like that's usually what you're going to get, but... Mm. So there's a much thicker mouthfeel than I thought there was going to be. Hmm. It's almost a little bit chewy.
I'm interested to see how this is going to taste as it warms up, you know? Because I feel like it's going to probably taste better. It's just hard for me because there's so many IPAs out there.
Yeah, like that, a crazy amount.
I mean, it's good. I like it. It's just, they're a dime a dozen.
Yeah, no, that's true. That said, I do like this.
Oh, yeah, I like it. I quite like it.
I do feel like I get all the flavors that I was smelling, but it's just not as pronounced. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not as vibrant as what I was getting in the nose.
Oh, no, give me another little shot of the beer.
It is good. I quite like it. I am happy with it. Sometimes with Evil Twin beers, especially with their IPAs, they've been kind of sweet on the finish, like too sweet. This one is not.
No,
so
not
I'm very
at all.
Happy about that. It does have a decent bitterness in the end. And the mouthfeel, like I was talking about, like it feels like a medium low kind of mouthfeel, and I was expecting a lot lighter, but that's a good thing. I actually like it with more substance. So it makes it more kind of like a juice to me to go along with all those vibrant, like citrusy notes.
Like you would expect there to be some pulp in there.
Yeah, like kind of almost. I do taste a lot of, I kind of feel like there's Citra in there. I taste things that come off to me like Citra, Simcoe, and some Mosaic, which are all awesome hops, obviously.
I wonder what this would be like to make like a beer mosa with.
I think it depends on how much champagne you're going to put into it. I would not put a lot into it. I don't know. I just wouldn't do a beer mosa with something like this. Because I feel like not going to really enhance it. You're only going to make the champagne better and make the beer worse.
Yeah, that could be an episode.
Different beer mosas?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it definitely could.
Best.
That's not bad.
Best beer mosa. Okay.
So I have I think the majority of what I'm getting is like mango. With grapefruit, kind of grapefruit peel on the end because of the bitterness.
See, I feel like I've been eating a lot of mango recently in my cottage cheese.
Yeah, so for you it's not that.
So for me, because I feel like I've just been eating mango.
Is it like solely eating mango?
No, I'm just saying I feel like it's like fresh in my mind. Like when's the last time you ate a mango?
Yeah, it's been some time for me.
Yeah, so how do you even know?
I mean, I remember what they're like, but yeah, I see what you're saying. I like that, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's like you said, like, it's tough to, like, when you have a good to quite good IPA to, like, really rave about it, because there are so many out there that are good to quite good and amazing, so it's kind of like, eh. But if people were thinking about the Lost Souls,
checking
really
out
good,
sure.
But what would it be? Would it? I'm sure they cut you some sort of deal because that was like $6 for that, so it wouldn't be $24 for a 4-pack of 16-ounce cans. I would hope not. I would not pay that. I'm just saying I wouldn't pay that.
It's not that good.
I think like 15, 16, I'm all right there, but it's good though.
What do we have next?
All right, so next is our local one. So this beer is called Post. And it's a collaboration between Peabody Heights Brewery and Gunda Beersmiths. So we've never had anything by Gunda.
Yeah.
They're local. I think they only do contract brewing, actually. Mm. And I've heard good things about them. I could be wrong about the contract brewing aspect, but I think I'm right about that. Not 100%. But nonetheless, Peabody Heights and Gunda together, and this is an Imperial Stout. It's called Post. So where Mike Johnzak pointed me to the Evil Twins Lost Souls, Josh Rodriguez pointed me to this Gunda Beersmiths and Peabody Heights Brewery's Post Imperial Stout. It's pouring kind of thick.
Yeah, I was
Oh my god, look at the color of the head. It's so brown. Wow. Yeah, that's dark.
It's beautiful.
What's the ABV on this? I don't think I read it. Let me look. It's got to be a... Oh, my God! Well, that's why it's so thick. 11.5. Damn!
Man.
11.5. Okay. I didn't know it was that high, but... It doesn't make sense being Imperial, but... Yeah, super dark head to it.
Like, the roasty chocolate notes on this, so good.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, like, plenty of, like, roastiness. Trying to see if I get coffee. I don't really get coffee. No. It's just, like, roasty malt. Yeah. Nice, bitter chocolate, yeah. But not crazy bitter, like, semi-bitter. Yeah.
Like dark chocolate, you know, like just...
Slight soy sauce on the end. And a decent hop presence on the end as well.
I'm not getting the hop. I will...
I definitely get that kind of hop presence on the end. Like, it smells like it's got a little bit of extra bitterness.
I will agree with your soy sauce.
Yeah. Mm. It smells good. It smells nice. And it looks nice. I was drinking like a milkshake.
Yeah.
It's like really thick. Creamy.
Yeah. I know when I was like swirling it kind of in my glass, the way it like coats the side, it's like so thick.
Well, the head like gets really frothy.
Yeah.
And it sticks around for quite some time. It kind of reminds me of like a beer float.
Yeah. When or you like do that. The foam on a latte.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot like that. So... I think the flavor mirrors the smell very well.
It's good.
I don't know if I'd peg this at 11.5.
No, this is dangerous.
I'd probably put this at 9 is where I would guess it to be. But I get a decent amount. It's pretty sweet, but it's not too sweet.
Agreed. I'm getting some of that bitterness for sure on the end.
Yeah, like a decent hop quality. Yeah. There's like a decent hoppiness on the end of it with like a nice bitterness. There is that little bit of soy sauce at the end. There's that decent like semi dark chocolate and a lot of roastiness throughout. Like it's good. That's good. I think Josh told me there's like something additional in this or something. So I'm going to read this and see what it says. Oh, they put maple syrup in it during fermentation. It says, they say that it has notes of cocoa nibs and dark roasted coffee. Okay. We weren't really saying it tasted that much coffee, like coffee. It's just like,
roasty.
Yeah, like maple roasty syrup? Malt. I don't get maple syrup.
No. And it's funny because we were saying it's not all that sweet.
Although maybe that's where some of that extra creaminess is coming from.
Maple syrup?
Yeah. Makes it thicker.
Yeah.
And with this type of beer, like an Imperial Stout, I feel like that could translate to creamier.
It's good. I mean, all these beers have been good. Yeah. For sure.
Mm. That's. Yeah, that's good, man. Mm.
It's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. It's so thick, though.
It might be one of the thickest. It's the thickest beer I've drank in my memory, anyway.
That's like, I feel like you gotta kind of like mouth wrestle that beer.
Mouth wrestle?
Yeah, because if you're wrestling with it, it's in your mouth. That's a mouth wrestle.
How are you wrestling with it?
Your tongue and wrestling to get it down your throat because it's so thick.
No.
This is sounding a little weird, but... I think that's something that people should start using, a phrase. Be like, man, I really had to mouth wrestle beer.
I feel like you could use that, but not in relation to a beer. Because you just swallow the beer.
But I want that to be a thing.
You don't, like, chew it.
I want that to be a thing, though.
Like, mouth wrestling would be like a piece of steak. You're like, arr.
No, because that there'd be biting involved. Wrestling, there's no biting. It's all just trying to, like, strong arm. You know what I mean?
No. Okay,
but I want to make this a thing. People start saying that. If you have a beer that's, like, real thick, just be like, man, I feel like I really have to mouth wrestle this beer.
How many things have you tried to start on this podcast?
I don't know.
A couple of them.
I remember one.
How many of them have taken off?
I don't know.
Zero.
We don't know.
Zero.
People can tell us, email us, let us know what's taken off.
What was the other thing that you tried to get to take
off? The one I remember was on the Sierra Nevada Brewing Showcase episode where we had their Nooner Pilsner. Slam that Nooner.
Yeah.
And I was like, we should just have everyone say slam that Nooner for, like, slam your beer back, but...
That did not take off. You didn't even take it off.
Well, here's the thing. These things would take off if we kept repeating them. So,
but you're not even doing your part.
Well, let's do it.
I don't want to do it.
See, now you're mouth wrestling me on this one.
No, please don't. Just
stop. I'm going to keep using it.
Just stop.
It's going to get used.
Okay, though. Now this is going to be a dangerous beer.
Yeah, this is going to be dangerous. In conjunction with that post that we just had. So this one is by Epic Brewing, and I believe they're the ones that, yeah, they're out of Salt Lake City, Utah. And this is one of their special releases. It just came out, and when they released this, they released two other versions of it. So they have their Big Bad Baptist, which is like an imperial stout that's barrel-aged.
Mm, delicious.
So, yeah, we've loved that in the past. And when they released Big Bad Baptist just like a few weeks ago, they released Big Bad Baptist, Big Bad Baptista, which I think has like chilies added to it or something. And then this version, which was cool for them to release three different types at once. So the one we're trying here is their Triple Barrel Big Bad Baptist. It's an imperial stout aged in whiskey and rum barrels with cacao nibs, barrel-aged coffee beans, and barrel-aged coconut added. So if that doesn't sound heavenly...
I feel like I'm drunk just listening to that.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to get you...
What is the ABV?
Somewhere. Oh yeah, I did not say the ABV.
I don't know if I want to know.
11.8.
Oh, okay.
It's only 0.3 more than that post, so...
Respectable.
You were just thinking it'd probably be, like, crazy high because of the triple barrel.
Yeah.
Did I say double barrel when I said that?
I don't remember.
I hope I didn't. It's triple barrel, Big Bad Baptist. But so I kind of feel like it's cheating a little bit for them to say triple barrel. Because, I mean, like, technically kind of, well, because they're counting the whiskey barrel, the rum barrel, and then they say barrel-aged coffee and barrel-aged coconut. So really, if you're being technical, that's quadruple barrel.
Right.
But I feel like it's cheating to be like, oh, barrel-aged coffee, barrel-aged coconut, because I don't think you're going to get any sort of character out of those ingredients.
What three barrels are they referring to?
I think they're lumping the coffee beans and the coconut as an additional barrel.
One barrel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. Well,
I feel like double barrel is more appropriate for them to say with that. But whatever, it's called triple barrel.
Well, yeah, for marketing purposes. Also, yeah. The packaging on this is really beautiful. That I like the...
It does look cool.
Kind of like the tape over the label, special release.
Yeah, it makes it look fancy.
Oh my gosh.
It's very dark. I mean, obviously it looks like an imperial stout, but...
The nose on this is like my favorite.
Wow.
I know, right?
That's...
Like, ooh. My first sip on this, I was like, I want to pour it all over my body.
Would you like to mouth wrestle this beer?
In a different way.
So,
make out with this beer.
I definitely get a lot of the coffee, but the coffee's getting to me after the sweetness of the whiskey and the rum.
I feel me on this. I feel like I'm getting coconut in the nose.
Yes. No, yes.
And
you're right.
That is rare. I feel like that's rare.
No, you're right. And it smells like a toasted coconut.
Yeah, it smells like a dark chocolate Samoa. You know, like dark chocolate.
I agree.
The caramel from the barrel.
This has a lot going on, but I feel like everything smells soft at the same time.
It has a lot going on, but it's working. Nothing is competing.
Yes. Everything's folding into everything else, and you need to continue to sniff it to, like, unearth all these different smells. So, like, I mean, like we talked about, I'm getting chocolate, I'm getting coffee, I'm getting coconut, I'm getting vanilla, I'm getting caramel, I'm getting the sweetness from the rum, the sweetness from the whiskey. I mean, it's intoxicating, the smell. Like,
you want to pour it on your body.
I mean, I don't, but it smells really good.
I hope it's as good as it tastes.
This honestly smells better than I thought it would. Like, I had high expectations for this beer, and I hope the taste lives up to it. But the smell exceeds what I thought it would smell
like. Well, I was kind of worried. I'm like, is this just going to be really boozy and not appealing? You know, because you have some beers that you're just like, you know what? Dial it back. This is unnecessary.
Well, and that's the thing. I thought the nose was going to be like boozy aggressive, especially with like 11.8%. But it's not. It's very, like I was saying, it's like super soft. And it's like delicate, kind of subdued. So.
Quiet. Take a sip.
We'll talk about what you get. Oh.
It's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
This is, might be one of the best beers I've had in a long time.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Wow. Dude.
Every flavor that we mentioned is it's in that, the taste.
Yeah. It's 100%
and
there.
And it is not, I don't think it's all that boozy. It is very flavorful. It has a great mouthfeel. Without being real boozy and without being overpowering.
Yeah, I think this is another one that I could peg at like a 9, 9.5 ABV when it's 11.8, but it's kind of silky.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like the post was like shake-like. Like it was like
thick and creamy.
Yeah. This is just like kind of lighter and silky. And like we were saying with the nose, like all the flavors are just folding into each other, and they're very, very, very harmonious. And as you continue to take sips, you just like get like quick kind of hints of all these different flavors.
Ah, delish.
This is one of the best beers I've had in a while.
I know.
This beer was really good. Okay, I guess the triple barrel is worth it. So let me tell you.
What was the price point on that?
$19. It's a 750-milliliter bottle. Obviously, it's, you know, barrel-aged, so.
That's what you spend on, like, a bottle of wine.
I'm sorry, not 750 milliliters. It's 22 ounce.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah.
22 ounce. There's a difference.
Okay. Are we ranking these?
Does it say anything on here about, like, taking notes? Okay, there's not a crowd in this limited edition triple barrel Big Bad Baptist. We aged coconut and blue copper Colombian coffee beans in fresh whiskey barrels, while our Imperial Stout aged separately in both rum and whiskey barrels. The trio was then hand-blended, creating our most over-the-top version of Big Bad Baptist yet.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I need more.
So, you can tell that they really took their time with the blending of this beer.
Yeah, it is.
It's so smooth. It's so silky. It's so... Oops, sorry. Yeah. It's so tasty. You can lick the beer. I got beer on her hand. Sorry. I was too excited.
Are you trying to pour it on my body like I wanted?
Well, your hand is part of your body, so yeah, there you go.
Oh, man. This is a solid lineup.
Yeah, I didn't dislike anything. These are quite good. So, Well, I don't think it's hard to say, and I'm sure everyone's thinking the same thing.
That number one is
unanimous number one is the triple barrel Baptist. Obviously, that is crazy.
I'm glad Carlin texted me today and said I can't wait to try the triple barrel. You know, Big Bad Baptist. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, me too. But it's like, you know, you get excited for a beer and then you're let down. You're like, damn it.
Yeah, I know.
But lived up to it.
But I thought that they would really take care with this because we've had regular Big Bad Baptist before and it's really good. So I was like, if they just, you know, have the same work ethic that they do with the regular, then this will be really good.
But we've had other beers like that, though. And no, that's true. You never know.
That's true.
Well, and everybody's tastes are different, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so that's number one.
This is a tough one. I think I have to put The Lost Souls at number two.
You know, I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I agree.
Evil Twins Lost Souls was really good, and I'm very excited to go back to it, especially after having these two, like, serious, like, heavy, high ABV stouts. But it's like... It was so hard for me to pick my number two between Lost Souls and The Post. Like, those two are really close for me. So, I'm going to put The Post. It's just a little bit lower, in my opinion, than that Lost Souls. So, the Triple Barrel, Big Bad Baptist, then the Lost Souls, then The Post, then the Collaboration 7.
Okay. I think I mean, I think I'm going to do the same thing, only for me, The Lost Souls was a clear second.
Okay.
And The Post only...
barely beat the collaboration seven.
Yeah, because you know what? So. I just feel like... it's an imperial, you know what I mean? It's an imperial stout. Like, right. It's good. Yeah. And I think what does set it apart is that creamy, thicker mouthfeel, which I like, especially like this colder time of the year. Mm-hmm. But I also think, you know, sometimes just lagers are so underrated.
I agree.
And there's a place for that too. And I can appreciate some of those delicate flavors that are in there. So, mm-hmm. Solid lineup.
Yeah, this is a really nice lineup, actually. I'm pretty sure this is definitely a better lineup than our first on the shelf episode. Definitely.
We have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, to finish these beers, especially when two of them are over 11%. It's going to be tough.
Yeah. I don't think we're eating dinner tonight.
No, I mean, we'll have to eat dinner tonight in order to finish these. Yeah, because if you don't have something in your stomach.
I feel like my belly is full.
Oh, because of the thickness of these stouts? Yeah. Well, if nothing else, I think we should just really focus on finishing the Triple Barrel, Big Bad Baptist, and the Lost Souls. Yeah. Those are one and two priorities, so.
Yeah. Okay, we gotta strategize this.
So does this make you more excited about these types of episodes?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. When I was in Wine World picking the beers out for this, the first one I grabbed was the Big Triple Barrel Big Bad Baptist, and I was like, Rebecca is going to flip.
Is there more of those, or no?
They're probably still sitting there. Yeah, I'm sure there are some, because the price point, a lot of people won't reach for those. Plus, the other thing is, at Wine World and a lot of places, 750 milliliter and 22 ounces don't sell all that well.
It's hard to make a commitment.
Yeah, it is, so.
Yeah, but it would be a great present.
Yeah, no, that's... for sure, it would be a great present. Actually, I think that just gave us an idea, because we do need to get a beer as a present for someone for Christmas.
I know. As we drank this, I was like...
that's the one.
That's the one we need to buy.
Perfect. There you go. Hey, everybody, good present for people.
It is. I mean, it's... who doesn't like a dig at alcohol?
Epic Brewing, you done well. Yeah. You done real well. Actually, Gunda, Peabody Heights, Evil Twin, Boulevard... Creature Comforts and Arizona Wilderness.
Whoever the hell you are.
Yeah, whoever the hell you are.
You done good.
To everyone, you done good. Anyway, thank you so much, everyone, for checking this out. Thanks for drinking tasty beers with me, Rebecca.
It's my pleasure, babe.
And until next time.
Keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.